Module A, Test, page 58.
Saving the Tigers. A century ago, there were about 100,000 tigers living in the wild. These big cats lived across Asia, from Turkey to Siberia, and the Indonesian islands of Java, Bali, and Sumatra. However, the number of tigers has gone down a lot over the years. In 2010, there were only about 3,200 tigers left in the wild. How did this happen? Why are there so few of these beautiful animals left? One reason is that hunters kill the tigers and sell their fur, bones, and teeth for a lot of money. Another reason is that people have cut down forests, destroying the tiger's home. This is a big problem, says Ryan Adams from the Wildlife Protection Organization. The tigers often move to places where people live in order to find food, but people are frightened, so they kill the tigers. To try and solve this problem, world leaders from 13 countries met in St. Petersburg, Russia. The leaders agreed to take action to save the tigers. Their aim is to double the world's tiger population by 2022. To achieve this goal, they decided to pass laws against killing tigers for money. In addition, they decided to pass laws to protect the areas where the tigers live. These new laws seem to be working. According to the latest research, there are now about 3,900 tigers in the wild. This is the first time in 100 years that the tiger population is growing again, says Adams. Although it is still early, Adams believes that this trend will continue. There is no going back, he says. Together, we can make a difference.